Chicago Tribune demagogue identifies as reporter goes after State Representative Jeannie Ives. I thought my view of the Chicago Tribune couldn't get lower, and then I read a piece by Mr. Kim Jansen on State Representative Jeannie Ives, one of the most courageous ethical lawmakers in Springfield. Last week, Representative Ives posted a link to my article titled "Christians Must Exit Government Schools" on her Facebook page. Subsequently, Jansen wrote an article titled "Lawmaker Compares Teachers Who Support Transgender Rights to Dirty Old Men," ostensibly about Representative Ives, which was published online Friday night. As I predicted, the Trib waited to publish it in their Sunday print edition rather than publishing it in the slim and little red Saturday edition. It seems that the Trib powers that be want to use my politically incorrect writing to do as much political damage to Representative Ives as possible. Clarification to the Trib. Lawmaker Ives did not compare teachers who support alleged transgender rights to dirty old men. I compared teachers who expose children to obscene material to dirty old men. Further clarification. Gender dysphoric persons have no ethical or moral right to use opposite sex restrooms and locker rooms. In an email to Representative Ives after his article was published, Jansen doubled down on the absurd claim that objectively male and objectively female persons have a right to access opposite sex private spaces, accusing Representative Ives of having a, quote, history of opposition to transgender rights, end quote. Jansen's assertion reveals his ideological bias. Trans-identifying persons have no more ethical right to use opposite-sex facilities than do I or Mr. Jansen. The current manifestation of the sexual revolution is not a fight for equal rights or a fight to gain rights that have been denied to some group. Artificially feminized men and artificially virilized women are declaring that they deserve special, radical, and ahistorical privileges. They have decided that while all other humans must use private spaces that correspond to their objective immutable biological sex, they, that is, trans-identifying persons, may use private spaces that do not correspond to their objective immutable biological sex. They are demanding to be treated differently from most humans. It's more accurate to say that gender pretenders have unilaterally declared that all spaces in which humans undress or engage in bodily functions will no longer correspond to objective immutable sex, but rather will correspond to subjective internal feelings about one's sex, than it is to say that they are fighting for transgender rights. Trans-identifying persons have no right to decide that for all of society. They have no right to decide that subjective internal feelings about one's sex trump objective sex when it comes to accessing private spaces. In Jansen's news article about Representative Ives, really an article about my article, Jansen cites the ethically impoverished Southern Poverty Law Center, which labels IFI a hate group based on our views of volitional homoerotic activity, marriage, and the trans ideology with which the SPLC disagrees. The only way IFI, which holds orthodox theological views, can be deemed a hate group is by redefining hatred. Rational, fair-minded people understand that holding moral views about volitional behavior with which progressives disagree does not constitute hatred of persons. Perhaps progressives hate those who hold moral positions with which they disagree, but they ought not project their habits of mind onto others. Most people in this wildly diverse world are able to love those who hold moral views with which they disagree and who act in accordance with those views. Most of us do it every day. Curiously, Jansen characterized Representative Ives as, quote, far to the right, end quote, but did not characterize the SPLC as far to the left. It was also curious that when citing the SPLC's labeling of IFI as a hate group, Jansen didn't offer even a brief mention of the fact that the SPLC continues to come under fire for its profligate, unjustifiable labeling of Christian groups as hate groups merely for holding theologically orthodox views of homosexuality. Janssen also reported that Representative Ives characterized homoerotic unions as disordered. True enough. But Janssen did not mention that this language comes from the Catholic Church, which states that, quote, homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered, end quote. Even the left's beloved Pope Francis embraces that view. I'm sure Janssen can fact-check that with some of his purportedly Catholic colleagues, like Editor-in-Chief Bruce Dold. IFI's position on homosexuality aligns, too, with that of the Roman Catholic Church, as well as the Presbyterian Church in America, Orthodox Presbyterian Church, Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, Evangelical Free Church, Evangelical Covenant Church, Eastern Orthodox Church, Christian Reformed Church, Southern Baptist Church, Anglican Church in North America, Assemblies of God, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's the Mormon Church, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and scores of non-denominational churches. Oh, and the Bible and over 2,000 years of church history. Rather than stoop to using the dubious SPLC to impugn IFI, Janssen should have had the integrity to explain all those other groups share the same beliefs. What I can't figure out is how former President Barack Obama escaped the charge of hater from the SPLC prior to his 2012 evolution on marriage. So here is the most provocative part from one of my sentences that Janssen cited without context, in which I compare teachers who expose students to obscene material to dirty old men. And I quote myself, like dirty old men in trench coats lying in wait to expose children to sordid things, end quote. Perhaps this simile would sound just a tad less outrageous, even to darkened minds, if Janssen had either included my quote about exposing students to obscene material, or called me for clarification, in which case I would have shared some piquant quotes from Angels in America, a play that was taught at both Deerfield High School and Highland Park High School when I worked in District 113. For those who are unaware, Angels in America, a gay fantasia on national themes, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play by homosexual playwright Tony Kushner. The plot revolves around two couples, married Mormon couple Harper, the wife, and Joe, whose marriage is disintegrating in large measure due to Joe's repressed homosexuality, which he eventually acts upon, and a homosexual couple, Lewis and Pryor. Lewis leaves Pryor when he finds out Pryor has AIDS and has a month-long affair with Harper's husband, Joe. Roy Cohn, the infamous, unscrupulous, foul-mouthed, closeted Republican lawyer, is also a central character, who dies of AIDS. Then there is the black, homosexual, drag queen nurse with the heart of gold, Belize, and the angel with eight vaginas, whose visits prompt sexual arousal and orgasm. Heaven is a dreary place that looks like San Francisco after the 1906 earthquake, with people sitting around on crates playing cards. The angels say that God has abandoned man. Angels in America concludes with an emotional speech to the audience about all the homosexuals who've been lost to AIDS who, quote, will be commemorated, end quote. Now, in the online version of this article that you're listening to, I've included the excerpts from the play, but I'm not going to read them here because they're just too offensive to read aloud. If Janssen had contacted me, I could have provided these quotes for him to use in his article, so readers would better understand my simile. Oh wait, he wouldn't be permitted to publish this material, material to which public school teachers expose other people's children. While Janssen managed to include comments from ACLU spokesman Ed Yonka and a Batavia teacher about my words, he didn't even try to solicit a comment from me. This material from Angels America is obscene, profane, and sordid. 50 years ago, a teacher would have been fired for exposing students to this in any public high school. Hence, my comparison of teachers who would expose students to these words to debauched men who expose children to sordid things. The only difference is, unlike men in dark alleyways, today's progressive teachers are not only unashamed of their actions, they're proud of them. I find it ironic that just last Monday I submitted an op-ed to the Trib on the trans ideology. which was rejected. We will be publishing it on IFI later this week. So while the Trib found my words sufficiently newsworthy to quote in a news article, it found my words unworthy of publishing in their entirety on the editorial page. So to conclude, here's just a tiny sampling of what Janssen's biased reporting resulted in on Representative Ives' Facebook page. And warning to listeners, one of these Facebook comments contains extremely obscene language, and I'm going to read it. From Scott Murray, quote, "Folks in her district are just like her. She is a reflection of the monstrosity known as Wheaton, Illinois. Please, Christians, especially you, phony Ives, get the fuck out of public everything. Take your small, feeble minds, your hypocrisy, intolerance, and ignorance, shove them all up your asses sideways, and die slow, agonizingly painful deaths. Faker fuckheads, the lot of you," end quote. Then there was this from Bruce Spielbauer, and I quote, "Representative Jeannie Ives, I would encourage you to step down and then take your bigoted anti-Christian agenda on as a private matter. The Westboro Baptist Church would welcome you. The United States of America, not so much. You are so misguided and are so clearly on the wrong side of science and biology and history. Do your constituents a favor and do the citizens of this nation a favor. Resign for the good of humanity," end quote. And this from John Hammond to the accomplished public servant, Army veteran, West Point grad, and former ROTC instructor, Jeannie Ives. And I quote, "Oh, Lil darlin', do us all a favor and stay in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. It's frightening that people like you represent us in the legislature. Frightening, actually," end quote. So, there you have it. The honeyed voices of tolerance from tenacious, progressive opponents of chauvinism. And please, listeners, go online, find this article, and there are some suggestions on ways that you can take action.